the sea. And they were lone and shifting like beached whales, shelled snails, as you strained and you squinted to see the retreat of their hairless and blind cavalry. You froze in your sensual, prayed for your poor soul. Sky was a bread roll, soaking in a milk bowl. And when the bread broke, fell in bricks of wet smoke. My sleeping heart woke, and my waking heart spoke. And there was a silence you took to mean something runs. Sing for alive you will evermore be. And the plague of the greasy black engines, a skulking has gone east. What you left to explain them to me, released from their hairless and blind cavalry. With your hands in your pockets, stubbly running to where I'm unfresh, undressed and yawning. Well, what is this craziness, this crazy talking? You caught some small death when you were sleepwalking. It was a dark dream, darling, it's over. The fire breather is beneath the clover. Beneath his breathing there is cold clay forever. A toothless hound dog choking on a feather. But I took my fishing pole, fearing your fever, down to the swimming hole where there grows a bitter herb that blooms but one day a year. By the riverside I bring it here. Apply it gently to the love you've lent me. While the river was twisting and braiding, the bait barbed in a string sobbed as it cut through the hustling breeze. And I watched how the water was kneading so neatly, gone trickling, nearly slow to a stop in his heat, in a frenzy, coiling flush along the muscles beneath. Press on me, we are restless things. Whips of seaweed are swaddling, and you call upon the dusk of the mask of a shot full of ink until you sink into your crib. Rowing nylon among the reeds, among the rushes, I heard your song before my heart had time to hush it. Smell of a stone fruit being cut and being open. Smell of a low and of a lazy cinder smoking. And when the fire moves away, fire moves away, son. Why would you say I was the last one? Scrape your knee, it is only skin, makes the sound of violins. cut your hair and leave the birds all of the trimmings. I'm the happiest woman among all women in the shallow waters, which is as far as I can see, knee deep, trudging along the song until the night is over. Hold on, hold on, hold your horses back from the fickle dawn. I have got some business out at the itchy town, candy weighing both of my pockets down till I can hardly stay afloat from the weight of them. What it is I do to you to keep you warm. Being a woman, but always up the mountain side you're clambering, groping blindly, hungry for anything, picking through your pocket, lining with what is this? Scrap a sassafras, a Sisyphus, I see the blossoms broke.
Over every intake, I said a sort of together to a higher place. It's a dog, no vulture, no cat shall toy with you. And though you die, bird, you will have a fine view. Then in my hot hand, she slumped her sick way. We tramped through the poison oak, heartbroken in Kuwait. The dogs were snapping and you cuffed their collars. Well, I climbed the treehouse, then how I hollered. Well, she'd lying as still as a stone in my palm for a lifetime or two. Then saw the treetops, cocked her head and up and flew in. Back in the world that moves often according to the warning of these clues. Dogs still run roughly round, little tufts of fringe down. And the cities we passed were a flickering wasteland. But his hand in my hand made him hale and harmless. Well, down in the lowlands, the crops are all coming. We have everything. Life is thundering, blissful towards death in a stampede of his fumbling green gentleness. You stop by, I was all alive in my doorway. We shocked and chimed, and when you waved, I was gone. See, I got gone when I got wise, but I can't with certainty say we survived. Then blameless flames, you endless sleeper, through fire below, and fire above, and fire within. Sleep through the things they couldn't have been if you had not been. And when the fire moves away, fire moves away, son. And why would you say I was the last one? Thank you. sun. Why would you say that I was the last one? Last one. Clear the room, there's a fire, a fire, a fire. Get going, and I'm going to be right behind you. And if the love of a woman or two, dear, could move you to such heights, then all I can do is do.